reading.
Okay. I call the April 24th regular board meeting of the Westlake City Schools to order. Roll call, please.
Lozinski?
Here.
Kraft?
Here.
Fanukin?
Here.
Stoll?
Here.
Winter?
Here.
Okay, now we are going to have two special young ladies lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, Maris and Paige. Everyone needs to stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Okay, and I welcome all of you here. Good to see you, Peter Crown. Okay, next item is the approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
I did. I said welcome. Man, you are fast. Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay, at this time we have a hearing of the public, which pertains to any of the items on the agenda. And if you have something to say, please come out and state your name and address. Okay, at this time, we have our student recognition. And Mr. Goggin, are you going to present that then?
Let me see which one I have. Which one is that?
You've got the minutes on there right now,
minutes.
If you'd like to do that first.
Yeah.
Let's approve the minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry, is that? Yeah.
There's two sets.
Oh, I missed that.
Number two, yeah.
Number two.
I jumped ahead because I'm asked. Okay, we need to approve the minutes for, it's the work session of March 20th and the regular meeting of March 27th. Is there a motion? Oh, I'm sorry, I keep wanting to do that on the back. Our board members have received them and read them, so if there are any additions or corrections?
No.
None.
Okay, then if you are in favor of approving, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Minutes are approved. Now we have our student recognition.
I would, and at this time I'd like to invite up Kim Tucker, the principal of Hilliard, to introduce the student she has with her this evening.
Good evening, Board of Education, Superintendent Goggin, and parents and families. Today we're just going to give you a little brief a presentation on Hilliard Gives Back and about being principled and empathetic. And I think the best way to highlight what we do is through our students. So if I can have Mrs. Young, many of you know her as Mrs. Applegate, but it's Mrs. Young now, and Ms. Kay, and then our students, Chloe Milner and Maris Hughes, and they're going to lead the presentation this evening.
Hi, I'm Karen Keene. I'm actually the preschool speech language pathologist here at Hilliard. I work with those with special needs preschoolers. Our students, and you'll see some of the slides, so again, I'm sorry, I don't have my bag here. So, anyways, our students have shown how they identify with the feelings and thoughts of others by putting themselves in the shoes of others who may not have the same things, such as food or toiletry items. And learning about and gaining an understanding of someone else's feelings or emotions is a habit we're cultivating at Hilliard in order to improve our own lives and the lives of others. Harvest for Hunger, here we go, oh, you're too far. Harvest for Hunger is our annual drive that helps to provide food for the needy in 21 counties in Northeast and North Central Ohio. The Cleveland Food Bank goal for this year is $5.2 million. Hilliard, which is the only school in Westlake participating in the drive, has been collecting food and toiletry items for over 29 years. We've raised over $100,000 for the Cleveland Food Bank to date. This year, our goal was $2,000 and 500 pounds of food. We donated $3,450 and 782 pounds of food. Yes, and that's just in a week. In the past, we've done that over a two-week period, and this year we've done it over a week, so that is incredible. We were also awarded a Rory Borgia Award in 2016 for making hunger a priority and fostering a sense of school spirit among our students to make our Harvest for Hunger drive a success. And that was a beautiful picture of me getting the award. So, and Maris is going to talk about the donations a little bit.
During this year's Harvest for Hunger, students were asked to bring in donations. Some items include toiletry, peanut butter, canned soup and vegetables, cereal, pasta, canned tuna and chicken, or cash donation. The table for collecting donations was next to the office in the front of the building. We donate because we like to help others and show that we care. We also hope they feel appreciative. In the picture, students are shown donating cereal and pasta. In addition to a positive feeling of helping others, students can earn rewards by donating. Some prizes include a basketball, stomp rocket, blanket, nail polish, troll dolls, a movie, and ice cream supplies. These prizes can be won daily. As you can see in the picture, after last year's Harvest for Hunger effort, students earned the reward of duct taping Ms. Tucker to the wall in the gym. Thank you for listening about Harvest for Hunger.
That's what that is. That was a modern art.
All right, in addition to that, the staff also does raffle baskets. It helps to raise money, so we sell the tickets to staff members. These are all items that were donated by either staff members or the community. And then as part, we do a luncheon, and then the baskets are available, and people donate the money to win stuff. So, I did put some of this up on there. It was like gift cards. We've done, there's jewelry, there's meals and cookies and gift cards like that. So, it's always been a success. And then these were the community restaurants and stuff in the community that donated for our luncheon. So we had Jimmy John's, Subway, Mitchell's, Houlihan's, Sweet Basil, Zoop, Chipotle, and Buka. And then the staff members pay for the lunch, and that all adds to the donation as well.
I just want to say in conclusion that I really wanted to thank not only our Hilliard staff, our Hilliard families, our students, but everyone in the community, because truly we wouldn't be able to do all of this that we do without everyone's support. So thank you to everyone.
All right, in addition, during the month of April, we also helped with Strike It Big for Milestones, which focuses on autism. So we've been doing that. This is our second year here. I've been working on it for three now. And then Chloe's gonna talk about some of the ways we raised money here at Hilliard.
Nutty Nickels, we bring nickels and wear crazy socks. On Wednesday, Demon Dimes, we bring dimes and wear Westlake Avatar. On Thursday, Quirky Quarters, and we bring quarters and wear mixed up clothes. On Friday, it's Lighted Up Blue, bring a dollar and wear as much as blue as you can. Students and staff raised $778 for a milestone.
Wow, that's
a lot of money. So when we went bowling, I had fun. bunch of characters, like there's different people there. There's like Slider there, there's a clown, and there was a Lego Batman. And you could meet them, and it was just amazing.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, thank you very much. Any questions or comments from anyone?
I think about back in the day, Mom used to say, finish your plate. There are starving people in another country that that need that food. So it's very important that you shared with us that there are people right in our very own community that need our help. And what a tremendous job that you did in order to raise money and food for people right in our backyards. Autism is something that's near and dear to my heart, and I can't talk about autism when Mrs. Young is in the room. She spends so much time with me and my family, and we thank her for all of her work, and all of the students for all of their work in raising funds for Milestone, such an important local entity that really helps individuals on the spectrum. As well as those that assist them. So thank you so much for all of your efforts.
And I appreciate the efforts of people so young being involved with the Cleveland Food Bank. That's amazing. My husband does a lot with food delivery and food pantries and stuff, and last week he needed help, so I went to the Cleveland Food Bank and helped him pick up a load. That would be, I don't know if they do field trips there at all, but that would be real interesting for the kids to see since they're collecting for it. But it's a very structured, you know, you need an appointment time to get in and pick up your food, but that's, they may, who knows, but yeah, okay.
I know I've been a part of a number of groups that have spent some time at the food bank, from working in their collections area and breaking down the food in different categories. But they also initiated the organic gardens there. So you have an opportunity by volunteering to literally work outside and tilling the soil and planting and even harvesting at some point. So that is something that if we want to support a group of students that have a desire to go there, we would do that.
Okay, so we are, and Tom is not in the CSC report. Okay, so Mr. Goggin.
I do. I only have a few items. I won't go through my agenda items until we go through the agenda. Just three things that I'd like to touch on. Tomorrow evening, we will be meeting with our strategic planning committee, and I'm going to use that opportunity to present our State of the Schools address. We will schedule other presentations of the State of the School address. We want to do one for the public, and then we also want to do some at Rotary Kiwanis Chamber of Commerce Anywhere that'll have us. I'd be happy to present that. So we will go around and do those as well. But tomorrow, we're going to start off by meeting with our Strategic Planning Committee. My thoughts behind that are a lot of the goals that we've worked on were set by this group. So it's going to be nice to be able to talk about the state of where we are as a school district with some of the people who helped us set those goals. So we're going to start there and progress on. In regards to the construction process, we have been engaging with our soon-to-be neighbors over on Center Ridge. Met with Andrew Mangles from Porter Public Library, went through some site plans, as well as traffic flow ideas, and really starting to talk about ways in which the school and the library can work together. Tonight, after this meeting, I'm going to be meeting with the folks across the street at the Methodist Church. So I'll go over there and talk to them about site layouts and different traffic patterns and different things we're working on as well. At the end of this week, we're at a point now, excuse me, where typically where we are in the design stage is not when the architects would be engaging with individual staff members, but that's really the next step in the design. But our problem is that next step would happen in June-ish, and we won't have people here. So we are going to begin those engagement sessions earlier, but the way it goes is you set a footprint, and then when it gets to specific areas, to really get input from those people who are in those areas. So they begin, I believe, at the end of this week, and staff members will be meeting directly with the architect team to do that. And other than that, that's really the report that I have this evening. And then I'll address my agenda items when.
Well, how cool is it that our neighbors are a church and a library?
Thank you. For my treasurer's report, I just want to reiterate a little bit what Scott had said there. We are doing a state of the schools tomorrow evening with the strategic planning commission, or committee, I'm sorry, and I will give an update on our finances over this past school year. As we look forward into next school year and beyond, I will be working in May and setting a finance committee meeting with our finance committee meeting, our finance committee of the board, to go over our five-year forecast. Annually, the Board of Education is required to approve and submit a five-year forecast twice a year, once in October and then an updated one in May. So we will be going over the May forecast and updating it from when we had it approved in October, and ultimately looking for the board's approval and submitting that to the state. This year is a little bit of a challenge, as it is every other year, as a lot of things become dependent on the state biennium budget. And at this point, little has been done in Columbus with the state biennium budget. Although the governor has proposed a budget and there's been some discussion in committees, there has not been a whole lot of positive news for the school districts. Currently, as it stands with the governor's proposed budget, the district's looking at roughly a $70,000 decrease in funding. Now, what's interesting with Westlake is there's not a whole lot more the state can take away. So I'll put it that way. The district is funded on a very small proportion from state funds. So although we're looking at that $70,000 cut, we are losing the funding that they had planned in the past on giving us, and that's the tangible personal property reimbursement. This was your inventory tax for your businesses that they phased out starting back in 2006. And that generated millions of dollars per year for the Westlake City School Districts. And that funding, if everything stands as the way the current law is, will fall off on the end of this year. So we already know about that. And the state's looking at cutting an additional $70,000 under the governor's budget. So we're down to really a bare level of funding from the state. Additionally, from some of the reports that we've gotten from some of our legislative advisory, I don't want to say companies, but alliances like OSBA, Ohio School Boards Association, or Ohio Schools Council. There's a number of different advisories that have some liaisons in the state. You know, things are not looking overly positive. And if you look back at the state, at the governor's state of the state address, he also had said that things are looking more negative than they had initially planned. So I am worried about how they're going to affect our funding. On a good note, like I said, they can't make it a whole lot worse. But with that being said, ultimately, that means that we would have to go back to the voters on a time frame quicker than we had expected. And when we passed the bond issue, I had stood up publicly with Mr. Goggin, and we said that we were trying to avoid going back to the voters for 3 to 5 years as our what we could foresee not going back to the voters. I hope that still can be true as long as the governor or the state does not change their funding too much. But as in anything, more money would be better from the state. So I hold my fingers crossed and hope that they will update their budget relatively soon and get an approved budget. But we will move forward with our five-year forecast, and I will present that to the board in a full presentation at the next month's regular meeting. Beyond that, I think that's about it I have for my report to the board tonight. I can certainly move straight into my resolutions if you'd like.
Sure.
Can I just make a quick, it's really not a question, just a comment. I did receive information from Liz Pernod about Dave Greenspan's Education Roundtable, and I think she sent that to the board members. And that's going to be, just to make this known, I know you and Scott may be interested in attending that. I know I plan to attend it. It will be Monday, May 1st, so that's coming up from 10 a.m. till noon at the North Olmsted Public Library. And I know from attending another previous roundtable that he held, which was on the opioid crisis, it was really very helpful, eye-opening information. And he really is attempting to make sure that he brings to his district folks from Columbus who are knowledgeable and have been really in the trenches working on this budget so that we can directly ask them and, you know, possibly take them to task for some of these things, possibly talk about what are you really working on to provide some relief for school districts around the state, and especially in this district, the 16th district. So just wanted to put that out there to everybody. Yes.
Do we know who's going to be joining him at the...
I think it's in here.
Okay.
I didn't know.
I don't think it doesn't say.
No.
It doesn't say yet. He was attempting, when we met individually with him, to have the leader of the House Education Committee.
Right.
So I'm sure that would be his desire.
Okay.
All right? Thanks.